Greetings, you're listening to Rebels Remembered, featuring Caitlin DeFord and Kelsey DeFord.
Greetings, travelers across the galaxy. I am Kelsey.
I am Caitlin.
And this is Rebels Remembered. We are nearing the end of season two for our rewatch, and we are today looking at The Forgotten Droid, which is season two, episode 19, I believe?
Yes.
18 or 19? I'm not sure. Yeah, 19. Originally aired on March 16th, 2016. This is written by Matt Michnovitz, who we've seen his name pop up a couple more times in episodes. Mm-hmm. I can't think of the names
off
the top of my head what they are. Directed by Mel Zweier. The synopsis reads, when Chopper gets left behind in an Imperial outpost, he forms an unlikely friendship with an Imperial droid. So
this episode we've been putting off because it is not one of my favorites. I don't think it's one of your favorites either.
Interesting that you say that because I think this is the first time I've seen this episode.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Again, not one of my favorites, but I was going into it going, I don't remember watching this at all. So I guess it was different for me because it's the first time I had seen it. I remember AP5 when he comes back, but I think I asked you, like,
Where did he come from?
Where did he come from? Oh, it was this episode that you missed. So, okay.
I mean, I'm probably going to get a lot of hate on the internet, but it's fine because you're allowed to have your opinion. I am not a big fan of AP5. Mm. I know for this episode, it was almost like they wanted to give Chopper a foil just like R2 and 3PO. And he's almost kind of like 3PO, but he's more like straight-laced and more, I don't want to say pessimistic. Because 3PO is pessimistic too, but he's just more serious.
Than 3PO.
Yeah, and I did not care for him. Even when he comes back, bless his heart, it's not his fault. I just don't really care for the character. I didn't care for him then.
Yeah, I think, that being said, I think this episode just gives us two plot points. One, the most important thing is they do locate a base.
Yes.
Which they've lost since Legacy, which was now 9 episodes ago. Mm-hmm. So, that sort of establishes that. Something that's not very important that I wasn't aware of is that Chopper has two legs that do not match each other.
Oh, yeah.
Not important, but for me, like a little trivia for me, I didn't realize that until this episode. And then the entire episode, because it was pointed out to me, I kept looking at his legs.
I wasn't paying any attention to his legs.
I don't know why I did that.
But I thought he just wanted a new one. I didn't realize they don't match.
Mm-mm.
There's a Chopper picture behind me. They don't match!
Like one is like green smaller. Looking. One is like larger. The larger one is his actual leg, which is the one he steals. Like, larger, not in height, but in width.
That is crazy. Yeah, he doesn't. His legs don't match. That is. That. Okay.
So, anyway.
Well, interesting.
Now, that being said, we'll get into the trivia of this episode.
Okay. So, we get to see the light carrier that they stole in the episode with Hera's father. It's undergone some changes. It has orange markings, decals, and Sabine's starboard symbol on the side of the bridge, which I thought was interesting. AP5, he is named after Athena Portillo. She's the series producer. According to Dave Filoni, the 5 comes from Portillo's height of 5 feet tall.
She's shorter than me.
His design stems from the Death Star droid, and his proportions match the early Ralph McQuarrie sketches of that character, particularly at its rounded shoulders. So he actually, I can't remember which Star Wars film he, if you look, I think I remember the droid depot, or if it's at the one with the Jawas, you do see a droid that looks like him in the movie.
Oh, I have to go back and look at that.
Also, the stacked containers of the Imperial cargo ship have Arbes signs advertising this side up, which I thought was kind of funny. Though not named in this episode, the planet they discover with their base is called Adelon.
But okay.
It's not named in this episode.
That was my next question, is I can't remember the name of the base, the planet they go to.
Another note, which she's done this before, when Hera is particularly angry, she'll go into full mom mode and use a character's full name. She does this in this episode by calling Chopper C-110B, so his full number.
Yeah, I heard her say that. It's like, oh, she's using your full binary code. She's not calling you by just Chopper. So I guess that is his full name. I will say something in this trivia that's not... excuse me, a little bit of trivia that you didn't list in these is... I believe Steven Stanton voices AP5.
Yes, I forgot to mention that. Yes, he does.
And I remember watching the later episode when he... I can't remember what episode it is. Probably Mystery Chopper Base. I don't know. He is doing an impression of Alan Rickman. Very obviously, I think it's an impression of Alan Rickman. And I think the reason for that, I could be completely wrong, but there is a movie based on a book that came out in 2007 called The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, and there is a droid that is voiced by Alan Rickman.
Yeah.
So I feel like they were unintentionally calling back to
that droid. Another sci-fi type of thing, Aboard their stolen Imperial command ship, the leaders of the rebellion discuss possible sites for a base, but they need fuel, which is something they always need in this show.
And it's going to be more obvious when you don't have a stable base, or when you're using a lot of fuel going around the space a lot. Yeah, you're going to need more of it because you don't have a stable spot to...
I know, but it seems like they're always needing something. Like, we don't have a place to... Oh, here's a carrier. Well, now we don't have fuel. I'm like, you guys are needy. I'm sorry. Anyway... they decide to head to Imperial facility where they can steal fuel, from the Empire. When they disembark, Chopper spots something across the chasm from the landing platform. A match for his original leg. It's for sale by a vendor, and Chopper's very excited, but Hera reminds him that his duty is to stay with the ship. Once the team leaves, however, he is drawn back to the leg.
And I will say, I was a little bit miffed at Chopper. It is part of his personality to kind of do that. But part of me was like, dude, what if things could have gone so badly because you're their lookout?
Oh,
like, you're lucky that they got off of that with no one noticing because you're supposed to be the eyes and the ears. Well, I guess they did notice because it's mentioned in passing by one of the stormtroopers. But that could have went so wrong. Like, other than it already is of you getting left there, like, they could have all gotten captured because you weren't doing your job as the leg, the lookout.
Yeah, you got totally distracted just because of a leg.
Yeah. So he blasts off. He heads off across the chasm. And it's a good chasm. It's not like, I'm going to walk 2 feet. It's, I'm going to blast off away from the ship. Chopper. To get to this vendor.
The vendor is like a, I can't pronounce it, Ugnaught, which to me looks like a piggy.
Yeah, it looks like a little piggy. The seller denies that the leg is stolen. He wants 500 for it because he won't accept Republic credits, which is interesting because Chopper... beeps and he's like, credits, what do you think, I'm a senator or something? Which it's interesting, like, okay, what do you mean 500 what? You said 500, what does that mean? And then he says, you're wasting my time, and tells him to leave. I think something that's big in this episode is just the way droids in general are treated in this episode, because even the vendor treats, and the vendor's kind of very, very shady, like, I don't know where he got all this.
Black market.
Even he is like, well, where's your owner? Because you don't have money. Like, there's no way a droid could possess currency of any kind.
I think, sorry to interrupt you, but we've touched on a little bit about droids and how they're, because I feel like you're very droids' rights. I feel like I'm in the middle, like, because they really aren't people. I just say that.
But they have feelings, so
I'm going to get so much flack for what I just said. But what I'm saying is, like, we've talked about it in previous episodes, but this is, like, the first definite, show, you know, because it's from Chopper's point of view, it's more obvious and more, it's more of a main theme, I think, through this episode.
Yeah, and I think it's interesting, like, sorry, pro-droid rights, whatever, that it's, they make a point to say, it's not just the Empire treating them badly. This is a random vendor on a random planet, wherever. Don't know if they're Empire or Rebellion. Don't know their political allegiances, but the way just he treats Chopper's very much how... unfortunately, most people treat droids. It's sort of like, oh, you're just a tool. Which, I get it. Like, your technology. But at the same time, like, I don't know. They just, they are so, seem so human-like to me. It's hard for me to not...
That's true.
...treat them with respect and dignity. Because they are so human-like, I would say. so, the vendor turns his back. Chopper sees his opening. He grabs his leg, turns for the ghost, and watches as it takes off. I felt so bad for him, but the same time I was like, okay, you, karma, I mean...
yeah, I mean, you expect them to go... You're just gonna... Oh, they're back. I just walk right on with the leg.
No, he wouldn't have to walk. He'd have to blast off across the chasm. Like, this is a good 20 feet away from the ship.
Also, can we mention how when he first get off the platform, it felt like such like a mom and kid moment when he's like beeping at Harry, like, look, there's a Lego. He goes, oh yeah, oh no, it's not Harry's beeping at it, it's Ezra.
Yeah.
Goes, oh yeah, it does look like kind of like your leg. And then he's like, Harry, look. And she's like, no, we're here for a mission. It's like, you don't get that lollipop, you know, like.
Yeah.
He's very cute, I thought.
Very kind of like childlike. Again, very human-like. Jake Chopper's very human.
Mm-hmm.
I think even Zeb, like the big brother he is, pokes fun at him, like, get a leg up on the situation or keep an eye out kind of thing, like punny saying.
Oh, after they fly away, he heads to the cargo ship looking to hide.
Right, because the vendor was like saying that he stole...
He thinks he stole
merchandise
it.
Mm-hmm. from him. Imperials are on the alert.
Oh, yeah, he tells the Imperials, hey, that droid...
I thought I was missing something.
And they say something like, could be with the rebels, you know...
They just stole something, like stole some fuel. So I think they did notice, but that could have went so much worse. He was distracted by his little candy. So he hides in a cargo ship, and the Imperials are on the alert. Meanwhile, an inventory droid, this is later become known as AP5, reports in with the captain. He informs the officer that the nav computer is off calculation by 0.002, prompting the captain to scold the droid. Then he orders him to go log the manifest. That really seemed like a callback to C-3PO to me.
Yeah.
He's
always about calculation and statistics and, yeah.
Never told me the odds. Like, that's what I thought of a callback to. Very, like, by the book. Even by point 0.02.
But it's interesting, he says the nav computer is off. That was his original function.
That we learned later.
Navigation. So he knows what he's talking about, but he's been...
Dismissed.
Delegated to inventory. So you count things.
Which for a droid probably doesn't take that long.
Probably not. It's probably a very boring job. And yeah, it kind of shows that... Of course, you don't hear later, you know, his story, but it kind of shows that, again, they're just useful. That's all.
Let me see. The inventory droid notices an unsealed hatch, and he moves in to investigate. I love this scene because it's got Chopper evading him, hiding behind the cargo, and it's almost like he's having fun. Like, you hear him, like, laugh, like, well, beep, but it sounds like a laugh. And just having fun with... AP5, which to me I would be terrified because I'm on an Imperial cargo ship. Wouldn't probably be having that kind of fun.
Yeah, I wonder if he would have. No, he wouldn't have. I was like, maybe he would have behaved differently if he had been an Imperial officer, but nah, he probably still would have
messed with him. Yeah. So Chopper evades him for a time and eventually comes upon a door that is locked and he is caught. The inventory droid introduces himself as AP5, and he says, I know Chopper's not on my inventory list, deduces that Chopper is a rebel, and so the leg that he's holding, which, his little pinchers can hold more weight than I thought, because yeah. I don't know how big that leg, or how much that weighs, that he's kind of carrying around with him. Chopper flees, AP5 chases him. You can run, but there'll be no escape, he says. Chopper then threatens him with a spark projector.
Yeah, so he's like...
Yeah, the little zappy-zappy kind of like, taser. Kind
of. You are not taking my leg. You are not taking it.
But they begin to talk, and they reveal that they both served in the Clone Wars.
I will say this moment is when... is this the part where he talks to him about Hera?
Yeah, so AB5 explains that his job on Ryloth, which is interesting, not only did they both serve in the Clone Wars, but they were both served on Ryloth. So his job was a navigator droid. And then he says something like...
Chopper says he was, like, shot down or something.
Something like that.
And the person that rescued him, which we learn this later, actually, in a Season 3 episode. Either Season 3 or Season 4 when they go back to Ryloth. From Hera's point of view when she found him. So we're just getting a little touch here of Chopper's backstory. But I find it interesting that he feels comfortable to tell this to another droid.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
We haven't heard anything about Chopper
where he came from. The only person that probably knows is Hera and possibly Kanan. But we haven't heard of it. So it's interesting that he feels, after he threatens him, I don't know what that was about, when they find a mutual connection, he opens up to AP5, which is another droid, which I found interesting.
Yeah. So AP5 explains that he was reassigned from navigation inventory after the war. He took pride in his war responsibilities. He did his duty as commanded. Though his Imperial supervisors continually disrespect him, he will not disobey their orders. Chopper says that there are other options, such as free will. I can't remember if it's the here or later where, this is where, again, we already saw in the honorable ones, but the way that the Empire treats their crew, even if they are droids, versus the way the Rebellion treats their crew. So even he says, well, what do you mean, what other option do I have? Like, what kind of free will are you talking about? Like, no one cares about droids. And then he has a little projection of Hera, and I'm like, this is so sweet. Like, hey, there are other people out there that actually care.
Yeah, and AP5, he says something sweet and kind of sad, where he's like, well, she must really care about you or something.
Yeah.
Which is kind of sad to think about. Like, you know, most, like he said, was saying, like, nobody really cares about droids.
Mm-hmm. So, AP5 admires Chopper's fortitude, but seems resigned to his fate. Suddenly, the captain, this was interesting, radios AP5, screaming at him, where's the manifest? He tells him to also keep an eye out for stowaway rebels. And AP5 responds that he has seen no rebels on the ship when he's with Chopper, and he kind of knows that he's with the Rebellion, which is, I thought was interesting.
Well, you also see him struggle. He's like, no, I have to tell him. No, I've seen no rebels on the ship, which makes me wonder if he didn't really lie, because he's a droid.
Now we're getting into, like, philosophy of, like, you know, AI or something. But yeah, that's interesting because, personally, like, I think I thought there was droids out there that they're programmed to follow orders. AP5 doesn't seem like he's just, I guess he just feels a sense of that much loyalty to whoever is commanding him that, but yeah, it's interesting that he had enough free will to lie, essentially.
Now, if they hadn't had this conversation about free will and about Hera and all that, I think he probably would have told him.
With that, Chopper readies his spark weapon and blasts off AP5's restraining bolt, and he is now free.
Okay, I have a question about restraining bolts. I thought they were supposed to restrain you from moving.
I thought that too. I was just about to ask you, what did this restraining bolt do? What was it for? Does it keep him on the ship? Like, if he tries to leave a certain area, does he get shocked or shut down?
I don't know.
Restraining bolts, like, I thought, like you, that it just keeps you from moving.
So I was confused here. I meant to research that and I forgot to, but yeah, maybe it's...
Yeah. Star Wars nerds out there, restraining bolts. Let us know.
Please. What,
how those work and all of the cool scientific-y things about them. So Chopper has a plan to lure the crew into the cargo hold and then jettison it into space. The captain then catches up with him. He demands the manifest and readies a new restraining bolt for AP5. The Chopper goes out of nowhere and just attacks him with the leg that he now is using as a weapon. When the Imperial calls in that he's captured a rebel droid, Chopper then zaps him. This captain, I don't know if he has a name or not. I don't think it's ever said. But he's very just kind of cookie cutter Imperial.
Yeah, I was going to say that, very standard. He's kind of pudgy though.
Yeah. Maybe he's been working at a desk.
Desk job.
Desk job, happens. Maybe.
Yeah.
Not in the battlefield or in the field of battle.
Also, Chopper, man, we haven't got to it yet, but him being so proficient with his leg as a weapon is I found very humorous.
Yeah. And also, just the fact that he's willing to do that for AP5, when we just established in the episode, he gave up his post to go grab a leg. Like,
exactly.
So, a very, very quick change in Chopper there. So, stormtroopers are now chasing them. Chopper leads them into the cargo hold. He zooms away, heading back toward the ship. The astromech ricochets from wall to wall and comes in for a bumpy landing. AP5 helps him and seals the door. Yeah, it's interesting to see AP5 help him as well.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of quick to see him just... okay, sure. I guess maybe him zapping the restraining bolt off of him did something to him. Like, oh, you're my friend now. We're buddies. Yeah. Maybe that's what it was. The ghost arrives back at the rebel fleet and finds it under attack.
Of course.
What I like about this is, it's interesting that Ezra would say this, because Ezra, I think, has the most difficult relationship, like, little brother relationship with Chopper. He's like, we gotta go back for him. And she's like, eh, we don't have time right now, because she's more, like, frustrated, yeah. I think, with him.
She misses him, but she's mad at him.
She's just, like, really mad at him right now. They find it under attack. Ketsu Ono makes another appearance. She's at the beginning of this episode.
Oh, yep, she is.
As well. And she is there to help, so she has her own, I guess, ship that she's helping the Rebel fleet
yeah,
with.
Yeah, don't they call her, they don't call her Ketsu, they call her Shadowcaster, I think is her name?
So, I think it's, yeah, like, kind of like, each of them have specter names. They call her something, I guess, over comms. So she, her name kept me known, I'm assuming. Yeah, so she is now there, and the thing is that they arrive back at the Rebel fleet, and it's under attack from the Empire, because, again, they don't have a stable base that's away from the Empire. So if you're kind of floating around in space, chances are high that you're going to run into the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
The cockpit, in the cockpit of the Imperial cargo ship, Chopper and AP-5 argue about who is captain.
God, that part was so funny. That was very, very R2 and 3PO. Though. Like, some of the interactions is seemed like that to me.
So Chopper plugs into the computer, sets a course for the fleet. I guess he had their coordinates. He calls AP-5 his friend, which gives the inventory droid pause, and then he contacts Hera. That's interesting because, you know, AP-5 says, in the conversation, I remember, right, he says, well, if I join you, like, what are the chances that you can give me that the rebels aren't going to treat me as bad as the Empire?
As bad, yep.
Because so, you're my, like, you don't hear him, but when AP-5 goes, because I'm your friend, so Chopper clearly said, because you're my friend.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, if you're my friend, like, we're buddies, like, everything will be
just
cool.
Stick with me and nobody will bother you.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, nobody bothers Chopper because he's Chopper. Like, he will probably... I mean, he's pretty good with his leg and this little...
Yeah, but I think also for AP-5, like, he's very logical and he's used to, like, just how cold the Empire is.
Yeah.
And I feel like that doesn't... I don't want to say it doesn't compute for him, but it gives him pause because he's not used to camaraderie of any kind.
Well, not only that, but, like, we've already established that droids are treated indifferently sometimes across... No, it doesn't matter, Imperial or Rebels.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what he's still kind of in that mindset of, like,
yeah, that's true.
Just because they're the rebellion doesn't mean
they're going to treat droids any better than their Empire does. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the fleet is under attack. Hera says that they're going to the Yost system. AP-5, I believe this is while she's in contact with Chopper.
Yeah, they were communicating through the ship that AP-5 and Chopper are on.
Commandeered.
Yeah.
AP-5 interjects, the Yost system will not be safe for your friends at all because an Imperial fleet is waiting there and it's a trap. Cue Admiral Akbar.
It's a trap!
So Hera asks how they know. Chopper reveals that he stole an Imperial freighter. AP readies new safe coordinates. Which is interesting because, again, AP-5 still has nothing to gain. Doesn't really know them at all, which is interesting. Because I think it's also, not only does Chopper begin to see him as a friend, he's beginning to see, vice versa, Chopper is his friend. So I gotta help him out. Gotta help out my buddy. They are not alone. The captain is on the ship as well. AP-5 thanks the captain. Very C-3PO. I thought... What did you think when he was like, hey, thank you, Captain, this rebel droid commandeered the ship and kidnapped me?
I'm not gonna lie, when he said that, when I first watched the episode, I was like, oh, really? He's gonna do, like, hill face turn? But part of me didn't believe it because he already had talked to Hera and is trying to help them. So part of me did, but part of me was still, like, worried. Because I just don't know, like, is he a I know he's not a protocol droid or one that is, like, I don't want to say mine. Brainwashed, but I didn't know how much his own technology was loyal to the Empire, if it was his choice.
Mm.
So I was kind of nervous there when he said that.
So he actually, this actually a diversion, and Chopper then attacks the Imperial captain. But yeah, I think you're right. I think for the audience, it was like, well, he's already got these coordinates ready. Why would you suddenly switch to... But we've seen people betray people on the show before.
Exactly. So,
you just never know. You never know what people's allegiances are. AP5 prefers to transmit the coordinates, but he's blasted from behind by the captain.
This part, oh my gosh. I remember watching it, and I'm actually in the rewatch. I got nervous.
I did too.
Okay, transmit coordinates. And I'm like, oh... What? Like, the timing of it, I just was not expecting it.
Yeah, I was just like, what's going to happen now? I don't remember what happened. Well, I'd never seen it before. I was like, what's going to happen? So, like, very on edge there. With his last bit of strength, he sends them the coordinates through. Enraged, Chopper charges the Imperial and lands a knockout blow. Again, with the leg.
This, to me, was the highlight. I thought he was going to murder this man.
Murder
him. He was not happy. And, like, not only did he, like, he took the leg and was spinning it around, and he was flying. It was just using it as a weapon. Like, he was so mad. I've never seen Chopper that intense on attacking someone.
For some reason. Oh, excuse me. I had to yawn. For some reason, I just thought of Major Payne. I saw what you did to my friend. Like, you know, man. That's what I thought of. I don't know why. As AP5's power fades, he tells Chopper, "I won't forget you, my friend." Which is, I thought was really sad, because Chopper had the little pinchers and he's like holding onto his hand. So sweet. Droids rights. but this is not the end of AP5. He wakes up to find himself fully repaired. But before that happens, Hera tells Sato that after a very shaky landing into the carrier ship, she tells Sato that, hey, this is a trap, though the off system's not safe. Here's new coordinates. And it cuts to Hera and Kanan. She's like, well, the entire rebel fleet is relying on Chopper.
Yeah, try not to think about it.
It was just so funny. It's like, yeah, this is the same droid that gave us up almost for Lake. And so Sabine is able to replace AP5's thermosensors with those from the leg that Chopper stole. Chopper sacrificed his replacement leg for his friend, which is what AP5 says.
And I also love how after he wakes up, he's like, you sacrificed your leg for me? Like, they're having this moment. But then he goes right back into, oh, I knew you were malfunctioning, like.
Yeah, like very logical, kind of like Sheldon from The Big Bang Theory. Mm-hmm. Says something very heartfelt, and then immediately backtracks it.
Mm-hmm.
So now we've got AP5 sort of unofficially joining the Rebel fleet, and sort of, I think, giving Chopper the R2 and C-3PO dynamic from the original trilogy. I feel like that's what's calling back to.
Yeah.
I will say, there was one question that it's a plot hole for me. So, AP5 and Chopper on this Imperial cargo ship, they also go to Adelon, correct? Captain is on the ship with them.
I didn't think about that.
How do they get him not there, or to get him, like... Because if he sees where they are, he's going to report it to the Imperials.
Well, not only that, if they brought in the cargo hold, they can track that ship. So I'm wondering, maybe it was shown off screen. Maybe they went and got them
out of the cargo ship?
Maybe. The freighter that he stole.
Okay. So they would have to go back through all that mess.
That's the only way that the Empire wouldn't know where they're at.
Yeah, because that was like I was like, okay, this guy's knocked out, yes. But how did they get there without the captain going with them?
Maybe the freighter had... Well, no, they could track an escape pod, too. The only way I could think of is Hera and them would have had to have went back and rescued Chopper. Mm-hmm. That's the only way, because, yeah, you're right. If they had... The guy's going to know where they're at, but also they can track that cargo.
Yeah. That was just one plot hole for me.
I didn't even think about that. That's... Yeah.
Whoop. Just dropped my paper there. What did you think of this episode?
My rating?
What is your Lolcat rating for this episode?
Well, considering you did most of the talking, because I didn't have...
Sorry! I mean, to take over.
Like, I had really nothing to say. My rating for this episode is a 4 out of 10.
Yeah, because, again,
it's not terrible. It's just, you know, it's just kind of blah.
Plot-wise, it's not this earth-shattering development.
Yeah.
The Founding Base. You know, mm-hmm. from my perspective, I was able to watch the entire series without watching this episode, and I was perfectly fine catching up.
Yeah.
I think maybe, like, as a standalone episode, like, if you just want a little adventure with Chopper eating your chicken nuggies, I think, you know, it's fine. But I think as a whole, I would say this is probably, I don't want to say it, but this is probably one of the weakest episodes out of the series.
Yeah, for me, I agree too.
I think had it been not, the, again, sort of like the whale situation, Space Whales, with the purple.
Oh, yeah, the purple.
Had the whole episode not revolved around AP5 and Chopper, I would have been more on board. I don't know.
Yeah.
If it's just them meeting and then something else going on, cut back to them talking, cut back to something else. But because it was both around them, and Chopper doesn't talk, he kind of beeps.
Mm-hmm.
AP5 does most of the talking, which I love an Alan Rickman impersonation. But I think had the whole episode not revolved around them as much, I would have enjoyed it more.
Well, that's another thing, too. It's the pacing is pretty slow. I mean, it's pretty slow because it's just them meeting, them talking some more. You know, so there's a lot of talking in it. Like this.
I think the pacing it needs a little bit of work too. But it is a little like a little bit of a Chopper adventure. You know, everyone else gets their own standalone and development. Exactly. So Chopper needed some development.
Chopper deserves an episode. It's just I don't like AP5. I know I'm gonna get so much hate, but I don't care. Like, and I don't, not like I hate him with a passion, I just don't really care for the character. Mm-hmm. Like, it to me, it was like, okay, we're doing a 3PO
R2,
but kind of opposites. But to me, it just didn't work for me. Mm-hmm. It just didn't work for me. And I'm sorry, but AP5 just annoys me more than anything. Which is kind of funny because 3PO is my favorite droid ever.
3PO is like your favorite droid, and like you say that, I'm like, but he is like really prissy.
And like my parents, like my dad, you, Kylie, like everybody's like, he's annoying. Why do you like 3PO? I'm like, I love 3PO, but I think it's more to do with Anthony Daniels.
I can see that, yeah.
But it's kind of ironic that I love 3PO, but I just did not care. It might be because he's an opposite. He's almost an opposite of him. Like he's kind of like him. But he's not him, if that makes sense. Kind of like how Chopper is not R2. He's he's got a totally different personality than R2. So yeah, I don't want to just spend this whole minutes hating on AP5. I just don't really care for. I just don't really care for him.
Mm. I mean, I get that. I mean, I get that. Like I said, if the entire episode wasn't just around Chopper and AP5 meeting, I think I would have been more on board. But we do get some development. You know, we see him be less selfish and give up. So that is development, I would say, for Chopper. It's a big development for him. But by it, like, when you look at, like I said, on its own, but when you look at the season.
Yeah.
Or even the series. I mean, yeah.
And we do get a little bit more from Chopper's backstory. A little bit. So it's just a little part, pieces. But yeah. There's a reason it took forever us to do this one.
Oh, anything else about this episode?
Droids rights.
Droids rights.
That's all I got.